I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew.
Hey, this is Michael Cashew, and today I have another end of the year slash beginning of next year episode for you. It's about resolutions. And while I'm personally not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions, I am very goal-oriented, and I'm always revisiting and restructuring my own personal vision and goals. So whether you look at your life in terms of years or chapters, this is an episode about how to actually fulfill those goals and meet those goals. And what if you could make it inevitable that you would succeed, inevitable that you would accomplish what you set out to this year? What if you could be certain? Like I said last week in the episode on year-end reviews, only 8% of people succeed. And I think that's actually pretty high, a pretty high number. Some people say as low as like 4 or 5%. So how do we end up in that 4 or 5% or that 8%? While there are dozens of different ways in which you can do better goal setting to set yourself up for success, here are the two most powerful things I've ever found to help me accomplish goals. Number one, use inevitability thinking. I learned this term from a mentor of mine named Eben Pagan a few years ago. And the example that he often gives when he's teaching this is that he considers himself rather lazy. However, he has created dozens of the highest quality online training courses in the world on how to market, how to start online businesses. And he's one of the most respected marketers and entrepreneurs in the world. And so how does a lazy person like that, self-reported lazy person, accomplish so much? He is a prolific creator of content and courses. And the way that he does this, let's say in terms of building online courses, is he will pre-sell a number of them before he's even started to create the course at all. He'll pre-sell based on the topic, and then he has a ton of people. He might have 100 people or 1,000 people that have already given him money that are counting on him to deliver this new product. And so now he's on the hook. Now he has a ton of motivation to go out and actually do the thing. He does this with seminars as well. Instead of preparing, like having to come up with all of the willpower to prepare ahead and develop an entire seminar framework beforehand, he sells out 100 spots, and then he knows in 2 months, I've got to get up on stage. So either I start preparing now, or I get up there and I look like a fool. So how can you use this in your own life, in your own fitness, your health, your business, etc.? So in fitness, a great way to do this is to put a competition on the calendar. Nothing motivates you in fitness and sport like having a competition on the horizon. If you are trying to lose weight or body fat, or you're trying to gain weight and you're having trouble being consistent, maybe put a photo shoot on the calendar. I imagine, I haven't done this with my shirt off at least, but I imagine having a photo shoot where you're going to have shirts off photos, and your partner might be asking for some of them or whatever it may be. I imagine that would be extremely motivating. Get creative with this. You can do like I did and share this on social media or some sort of platform that you might have. So basically what I did is I knew that I wanted to do these solo podcasts, but left to my own devices, I would probably just continue to get afraid and uncomfortable, and I might do a few and then just fall off. But I told all of you that I'm going to do 3 of these a week for 90 days. And so now if I don't do it, I'm going to look like a fool. I'm going to look like I'm backing out. And so that's a very powerful way to make it inevitable that I'm going to accomplish my goal. So use inevitability thinking. Number two, give yourself an external consequence. We would all love to think that we are the most internally motivated people on the planet, that we don't need any input or support from anyone else, that we could just do everything of our own volition. And that is just not the case. We are so motivated by external factors. So really take control of this part of your humanity. Use this to your advantage. Treat yourself almost as if you were a robot and you have the remote control to control you, the robot. So let's say you have a goal and you select an action that you want to take every single week to get you towards that goal. Your external consequence could be every time you don't do that, you have to do 500 burpees. I used both of these, inevitability thinking and external consequences, when I was developing a coaching program for the WAG staff. The inevitability thinking, because I told them that at the staff retreat in August, I said, I'm developing this coaching program and it's going to start around January 1st. So just like my mentor, Eben, I already told all of these people that I was going to do this. So they were all counting on it. They're all planning on it. They're all excited about it. So if I would have backed out, I would have really looked like a flake and I would have just looked bad. And then I had an external consequence where I knew that I wanted to spend, like I had to spend a very significant amount of time developing the content for this. And usually in the past, I would have just waited until the very last minute and then the quality really would have suffered. But I was trying to be a professional and trying to be, just to create something really high quality and impactful. So I decided I wanted to spend an hour a day working on this program, an hour a day. And the consequence I gave myself was that if I missed a single day out of, I think I gave myself like 3 months, if I missed a single day, I had to eat 10 double cheeseburgers and 6 large shakes from this place called Hop Daddy. It's a chain in Texas and some other states. It came out to like 18,000 calories. You may have heard me share about this. If you had to guess how many times I had to do that, how many would you guess? Zero. Exactly. The power of inevitability thinking and external consequences is enormous. So after listening to the show, take your resolutions, your goals, or your aspirations for the next chapter or the next year, and ask yourself how you could use these two ideas above to make it more likely that you succeed. And when you do this, you can accomplish so much more and it can be extremely fun and rewarding along the way. So happy holidays to you. Hit me up and let me know what you're working on this year, what your goals are, and how you're using the two things that I just mentioned today. I really want to hear some creativity. And you can reach me at Michael Kazyux, C-A-Z-A-Y-O-U-X on Instagram. And happy holidays to you wherever you are. This episode is brought to you by Working Against Gravity, or WAG. WAG does one-on-one nutrition coaching to help you lose weight, lose body fat, perform better in the gym, and also just to help you feel more comfortable and confident in your own skin. WAG also trains people to become nutrition coaches themselves and to start online nutrition businesses. So this one is special for me because I am the director of marketing and the president of WAG. My wife started the company about 5 years ago. And what I admire and respect about her and her team most is that the number one value and focus of attention at the company has always been on the coaching service itself. So even after reaching 2,000 members, when they could have focused more on marketing or selling more things, they continue to make the coaching service better and better and better. And that's why so many people get amazing results. I think we have something like close to 1,000 testimonials and transformation photos on our website that you can check out. And such a high percentage of people get amazing results on this program. And that's because the main focus point of attention on of the entire company has been on making the coaching service better. So what you get when you sign up is, first and foremost, accountability. You get a real human being, an expert on nutrition science and the art of coaching, that will be with you every step of the way, holding your hand through the entire process. You get education through our members-only knowledge base. You get access to a private members Facebook group. And when you sign up, you'll fill out a questionnaire. We'll get to know you. We'll then pair you with the coach that best suits your personality and your experience. And then they will create a custom nutrition plan. They will send this through our software system, Seismic. And week over week, you will communicate with your coach through a weekly check-in. You'll log what you're eating if that's what your coach wants you to do. You will give them a summary each week. And then every single time you check in, they will give you strategies and tips for how to overcome your unique challenges or obstacles in your nutrition. I've been a client myself for many, many years, and I've tried just about every diet in the world. And I can truly, genuinely say that this thing works. This coach is someone that will be in your corner, is supportive, is really rooting for you, and has done this with hundreds or thousands of people before. So whatever your obstacles are, I can almost guarantee that if you're willing to put in the effort and really go after it, then you can get the results that you're after. So again, if you go to workingagainstgravity.com and enter the code BRUTE50, that's B-R-U-T-E 50 at checkout, you'll get $50 off of your first month of membership. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach yourself because your life has been transformed by nutrition or a nutrition coach and you just really want to give back and you want to join the digital workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.